He also it is who made us fit ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Dear brethren, this Sunday we have put before us the whole mission, the whole purpose of life, as it were. Everything we have, we've been given. Life itself, our existence, God has given it to us. And he's given it to us with purpose, with an end. Love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, thy whole soul, thy whole mind. Love thy neighbor as thyself. This should be our battle cry, our motivation, our purpose every day. Every day we wake up, we should have this in mind. How today am I to love God? And is shown so explicitly with thy whole heart, soul, and mind. With everything that makes us up. We have here this whole life. We have, say, we'll live maybe even 100 years. When we go to stand before the judgment seat, we'll have to give an answer for how did we spend that time? How did we use it? When we come upon the proverbial fallen man, can we be as the Samaritan? Can we look upon him with pity and be ready to help? Can we see in him Jesus Christ? This is the mission. This is our daily task, to see in everything an opportunity to love God, an opportunity to save our souls, an opportunity for our mission. We're not here to just pass the time of day. We're not here to just experience the things of this world. We're here to save our souls. We're here to prove our love of God. We're here to use everything that we have to love him. Everything needs to be used towards that end. But if it's not, if you're unwilling to use it that way, if you have something that you see someone else has need of, but you're not willing to sacrifice it, ultimately, you're not willing to serve God with it. It's reserved for me. Even when we look at our time, we try to have our time. This is my time, or I spend for myself. This is robbery. We are stealing from God. Everything is made to know, love, and serve him for us. Everything in this life is made to love God. And when we pull it back from that end, we join with the devil. As he said, non servium, I will not serve. He said no, he refused to submit. And that's what we do. We refuse to submit our will to God's will because we have our own desires, we have our own wants. And we put them above God's wants and desires. And so it's for us every day, it's very important that we strive to see God's will in everything that we do. We strive to see, what does God want of me right now? What does he want me to do with my life? We need to keep our eyes open so that we see the fallen man who fell among the robbers, who was beaten. So that we don't get too blinded by our mission. As the priest, he had somewhere to go. He had somewhere to be, no time to help this poor fallen man. And so we get pent up with our own desires, our own plans, our own schemes. But what is it all if it's not for God's love? We have to be looking out how we can turn everything to that advantage. That we can love God more. And it's very important that we love ourselves. That's a strange thing in the spiritual life, because they always talk about fighting against self-love. But we read in the gospel today, love thy neighbor as yourself. So how do we bring these, resolve these two seeming paradoxes? We have to love in ourselves what is good. We are created in the image and likeness of God. We are created to love Him. We have to have that end in mind with all the things that we have, and our neighbor as well. We love Christ in Him. As we see our fallen man, we see the image of Christ. As Christ said, what you do to the least of the brethren, you do to me. What are we doing to Christ when we see Him on the roadside with a flat tire? When we see Him there begging for alms? We have to be prepared to see God's will at every moment. As the Blessed Virgin Mary, as I mentioned before, that's why she merited more by her spinning than the martyrs. Because she submitted perfectly everything. She did everything for the love of God. Submitted it to God's will. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do today. Love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, thy whole mind, with thy whole soul. And love thy neighbor as thyself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.